Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, I'm Sharon Lecter. Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast, where we're going to be talking about being number one in your field, living your legacy, and creating maximum impact. It also signifies a whole new chapter in my career. And you say, you know, why a new chapter? Well, I've been blessed with success and I've worked hard all my life. And I always had this concept of, if you want something and you work hard enough, you can get it. My parents said, you can do or be anything you want to be. And so when I started with accounting, I went to one of the top firms. When I decided to leave, everything I've done is looking for partners and associations that can help me take my company or my brand to the highest level. As an example, the talking book industry. You know, I met the inventor of the first talking children's book. And in order to really make it successful, we needed parents to trust us. Well, we were brand new with this new technology. And so we partnered with Disney, Warner Brothers, Sesame Street, and instant trust. And so parents loved the product because of that association and allowed us to create great success over the four-year term, from 1 to 9 to 22 to 23 million, all the way to 52 million in the year that we sold the company. That's when I moved here to Arizona. And then later with Rich Dad, the same thing. As we continue to build our own success, we said we want to partner with the best. So when we did infomercials, we partnered with Time Life. When we wanted to do coaching, I found the best coaching company to partner with. And all of that's just been how I've operated, is always making sure to play big. Be number one in our field, live our legacy, and create maximum impact. And when I made the decision to leave Rich Dad, which is, you know, was a very tumultuous time in my life, we were at the height of our success. Again, I said, okay, I need to reinvent myself. I need to recreate my branding, not just as it related to Rich Dad. So I was honored to be asked to be on the first President's Advisory Council. Again, playing big. What an incredible honor that was. And then I got the call from the Napoleon Hill Foundation, the number one personal development brand. So having built the largest personal finance brand, and then being asked to step in to revitalize the largest personal development brand, what an honor. You'll often hear me say, every phone call can change your life, because it certainly has mine. And so I've always played big. And when I mentor people, I always help them find those associations that are going to take them to the next level. And then something happened. In December of 2012, I got another phone call that completely stopped me in my tracks. My husband and I were in Las Vegas. I was getting ready to go on stage at an event there. And I got a phone call that we'd lost our youngest son. I just wanted to stay in bed for weeks. Things that were important to me before weren't important anymore. Things that stressed me out, they didn't stress me out anymore. There's nothing worse than losing a child. I didn't really think that I could go on. I had established a certain level of success, and so I stayed busy, but I was no longer being proactive. I was being reactive. And many of you may not even have known it, because it wasn't something that I shared openly. But in the last year, I actually was thinking, maybe I should retire, because I wasn't operating the way that I had always operated before then, and I wasn't getting that zest and that excitement for doing new things. And I missed my son, and started talking to some of my friends and family, and I got a little pushback saying, you have more to do. I actually got, I think, some pushback from my son. I heard him saying, get over it, Mom, there's more for you to do. And I still tear up when I think about it, because it's not something I really wanted to share a lot of. But when I actually started sharing it, I realized that more people have had tragedies in their life. And to be able to share that we have things that stop us in our track. But we're still here. We have more to do. And so I made this commitment to launch this new brand, the Play Big Movement, to be number one in your field, to live your legacy and create maximum impact, because that's what I've committed to do for myself. I'm getting back in the game. I'm being more proactive, but I want to share that with you, and I invite you to come along with me. And so this podcast, which is launching this whole new branding, we're going to have a course that comes out later, but right now this podcast is free to you. I'm interviewing people that are top in their field, talking to them about playing big, how they've done it, how they've succeeded, some of the things that they've struggled with, things that may have stopped them in their tracks. But for me, I'm really excited because I now see myself getting back into the game, and I want to do it with you. I'm going to share with you the things that I'm doing and even some of the things that may stop me a little bit along the way. And that's the whole reason behind the Play Big Movement. We're going to talk to you about how to be that number one in your field. Things that, you know, get you to where you deserve to be. You know, I want to talk to you about a few things. One is to really step into your own power. I remember when I made the decision to leave Rich Dad, it was that very same son who said, "Mom, are you going to let people treat you that way?" Because I talked about just walking away. He said, "You need to be standing in the truth. You need to stand in your own power." And it was that son who made me make that decision to leave and to take action to protect myself. And I'll never forget that, because he said, "Is this really what you want me to learn, to let people treat you this way?" And I, "No, absolutely not." And so that triggered me to stand in my own power and not wait for someone else, but to take action. And that's what I want to do again for myself and for those of you that are watching and listening to this, to support you in standing in your own power. Recognize it, own it, and step into it. That's the first step of really being able to play big. And secondly, you know, earn the right. I had the, you know, I thought my legacy was Rich Dad. Having built that brand over 10 years, I really thought that was my legacy. But no, somebody there said, "There's more for you to do, Sharon." And certainly becoming asked to be on the President's Advisory Council for Financial Literacy, that helped me earn a bigger right. And then with Napoleon Hill, and now with what I'm doing with the Play Big Movement, I still have more to do. And yet it's work. You have to stay current. You have to not just earn the right, but stay in that position of being an expert in your field by staying up in your world to be the one that people call you. You know, I talk about the difference between expert and authority. You know you're an authority in something when the phone starts ringing and people are calling you. So we want to show you how to become that authority, the number one expert in your field. And then wrapping a business around that. Successful businesses do one of two things: solve a problem or serve a need. And so we're going to take your authority, your expertise, standing in your own power, and wrap an income producing machine around that, that will help you continue doing your work in a much bigger way. Leverage your expertise, leverage that, and exponentially grow that so that you can bring more of your precious gift to the people who need it more quickly, more economically, and more profitably. And then how do you do that? How do you exponentially grow? Well, the fourth step is finding the right associations, the right associations that can help open those doors for you. It might be a mentor who's been where you want to go that can make introductions to you. It might be finding that company. Like when I found a coaching company, I found the best coaching company to help me leverage the Rich Dad brand by using their expertise and their systems. That's how you play big. Standing in your own power, earning the right, keeping that, staying top of your field, all right? And then being able to find those associations that can help you build that machine, that business around it, so that you can leverage and exponentially grow your expertise. And the more successful you become, the more you can give back. And that's why I want to support you in showing you how I'm doing it this year. I'm back. I'm in high gear. I'm no longer in autopilot. When I lost my son, everything just went into neutral. Have you ever done that? Have you had something that just stopped you in your tracks? I kept going, but I wasn't going with energy. I was reacting, not being proactive in what I wanted to go. And today I'm proactive. I know what I want to do. I know where I want to go. And I want to do it with you. And I want to support you becoming number one in your field. I want to support you living your legacy and creating maximum impact. If I can do it, so can you. And I'm looking forward to this podcast because it's my way to introduce you to other people, my friends, my colleagues, and others who have really created that expertise and are ready to share it with you. And as part of this, we're going to have a private Facebook group called Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter. Please join that as well, because in there, we're going to have more private conversations and Facebook Lives. And then some of these, the interviews that I have on podcasts, I'm going to have them actually do a more personal conversation inside that private Facebook group. They're going to share their, not just their secret sauce, but their pearls of wisdom and a little motivation to keep you going when you feel like maybe you're tired. You need that extra kick in the pants, that extra little piece of motivation that keeps you moving in the direction that you know you need to go. Because there are people that need to hear from you. They're waiting for your call. And that is my initiative. This podcast, the Play Big Movement podcast, was designed and created for you. Please join me, come along with me, and let's learn together. I'll share with you what I'm doing and how we're doing it, and allow you to see those contacts so that you can make those adjustments for yourself as well. Because you have the opportunity to be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Thank you for joining me today, and stay tuned for the Play Big Movement podcast. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.